It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On opening day, welcome in. It's the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky. I'm Mark Randy in for Spadoni. Giants baseball is back, Shasky.
15 years from now, my kid's going to be like, where were you when Wilmer Flores hit that home run in the ninth inning on opening day? Because we were in the living room and he's, you know, swinging the T-ball bat. And we're watching. I'm thinking, all right, how are they going to screw this one up? I mean, just they had an opportunity. It was first and third, and Ramos strikes out. And all I'm thinking in my head is, oh my God, first and third, put the ball in play. Have a professional at bat.
Just need a fly ball here. That's it.
I mean, as long as you don't ground out into a double play, the worst thing that could possibly happen is striking out without the bat leaving your shoulders. And then Patty freaking Barrels comes up and puts one right back up the middle. And then Wilmer Flores steps up and hits a monster shot. And look, this is why we love sports. Wilmer Flores, had I polled Bay Area sports fans, Wilmer Flores is your DH. How you feeling about that? I mean, the approval rating would have been close to zero.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone was expecting him to do much of anything. And then not even just that at bat, but this year.
And two butt cheeks into that bad boy, and you're walking away with a win. And no, look, I know it's 162 games. Joe, don't lose your mind over one game. No, I am going to lose my mind over one game because that felt like a huge momentum. Forget the standings. Forget the team in the dugout.
Dodgers 3-0.
Screw them. I've never rooted harder for against Blake Snell.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ooh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
for the psyche of the Giants fan. How great of a shower was that to wash away all the negativity for so long and to start the Buster Posey era, which Buster didn't even play yesterday.
Happy birthday, Buster.
But for that to happen the way it did, I mean, Mark, that was so fun. So fun. And it felt like all the Giants fans were galvanized. Like, are you kidding me? You won this game that way? And then the graphic shows up. First time in the history of the Giants organization that they came back in the ninth inning on opening day. I can't believe what I saw yesterday. And I know it's the Reds. Logan Webb didn't have it. Like, I want to peel back the whole thing.
Reds are a decent baseball team. And when they got Hunter Green on the bump pitching like that, I mean, they're hard to beat.
He's electric. And we'll get into him. But just how good does it feel when your team wins? It
feels amazing.
I mean, what a vibe change.
Oh, you're right. Like, it's opening day. It means more. It's just one game. You have 161 games left.
Of course.
But that game meant a little bit more than just one win for the Giants.
It always does on opening day. Like, I go back to the 2017 game where your Mad Bum comes out and has two home runs in the first game against Arizona.
Granky.
Exactly. And then Mark Melancon blows it. Yep. That felt like a bad omen for the whole season. Now, I'm not saying you can win a World Series or get to the playoffs on opening day. But, like, in terms of momentum shift and having a community kind of, like, rally around the team, when I watch those guys after that Wilmer Flores home run come out of the dugout and Willy Adames is, like, beating his chest and grabbing Jung-Woo Lee.
He practically met Wilmer Flores at third base.
How? Like, if that didn't make you feel some kind of way, you're soulless. I mean, you're a ghoul, right? That was amazing. The Carter loves the ghoul when I go. I mean, we're going Ghostbusters here. But, like, honestly, that was such a fun game. And I think just signifying that baseball came back, Grady, that was fun.
It was so much fun. And the ninth inning, I don't know how you felt going into that ninth inning.
Tortured.
Probably thinking, they're not gonna do this.
I didn't feel good at all, especially after, you know, you're watching Lamont Wade Jr. as your leadoff hitter to start the year, and I think most people are like, oh my god, what are we doing? And you know, I gotta say, Jung-Woo Lee in the three hole spot, even though I want him as the leadoff, and again, we got a million things to get into. Warriors as well. We know it's a ride or die game tonight for the Golden State Warriors
in New Orleans.
But the speed of Jung-Woo Lee putting pressure on the base pass, putting pressure on the pitcher, being able to go first to third in that situation, it's an element this team just hasn't had for so long. And, you know, credit Jung-Woo Lee for being the rally starter not once but twice.
Yeah, no, so he drew a walk in the fourth inning that preceded the Elliot Ramos home run. That at-bat by Elliot Ramos, by the way, against Hunter Green, who's throwing like 99-plus.
With unbelievable movement in every direction.
Nasty.
Up, down, away. I mean, he's filthy.
Nasty.
I've watched him maybe now three times. He's dynamic. That's what a top pitching prospect looks like.
You shared a video to the thread yesterday of Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah, who's amazing.
Of Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe the only guy who has nastier fastball than Hunter Green. Amazing. But Hunter Green, when he's on, it's incredible to watch. But Elliot Ramos, an 11-pitch at-bat. I think he fouled off, five or six straight 98-plus mile-an-hour fastballs. Then goes oppo on pitch 11, just gets it over the wall in right field. Giants get back within a run. Then they don't score again until the ninth.
Just unreal.
It was Willy Adames' leadoff strikeout.
Yes, yes.
He struggled at the plate.
He didn't look great.
It's one game, whatever. Jung-Woo Lee draws the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Matt Chapman, professional at bat, goes opposite way, little dribbler.
Loved it.
Through the hole between the first and second baseman. And as you pointed out, you have speed and a good base runner at first. You go first to third. Now you've got speed on both bases. And ideally, you would have liked to capitalize on that speed and had a sack fly be the reason you get the run in and tie the game. But just having that speed on the bases, if it's Lamont Wade, who's on first, draws the walk. It's Lamont Wade on first, not Jung-Woo Lee. And then the rest of the inning plays out the way it does. The Flores home run would have been to also tie the game and also take the lead in the game, because Lamont Wade would not have gone first to third on the Chapman single, and he would not have scored from second on the Patrick Bailey single.
Not even a slight chance in hell. And this is where...
That's where the small things matter for this baseball team.
Totally agree with you. And look, eventually they'll get there, and I don't want to make this about Wilmer should... not Wilmer, but Lamont Wade should never be batting leadoff. But this is why speed up and down the lineup kills, right? It's an element that every single day, speed doesn't go through a slump. Right? I want to say that very clearly. If you are a speedy player, you never go through a slump. You watched early in the game, speed was how Ellie De La Cruz scored multiple times.
Mm.
And we haven't even brought it up. Mike Yastrzemski made a play in right field to track the ball that was, it saved probably an inside the park home run and at least one extra run. And Logan Webb didn't have it yesterday, but that speed puts pressure on the base pass. And you can see it kind of got to Logan Webb a couple of times when guys are on base.
Yeah.
He's worried about, hey, I got to do a slide step, not the big high leg kick. But for them to do that that way on opening day, and then let's also, the bottom half of the ninth was
Giants torture is back,
the
baby.
The vomit starts coming up torture. The esophagus, did it not?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and Ryan Walker was excellent last year, but...
I mean, that ball off the bat of whoever was it that made the final out, Matt McClain, I think, the second baseman.
My heart stopped.
I thought it was gone at first.
My heart stopped.
Especially in that ballpark. 100%. Everything in the air you think might have a chance to get 100%. Out. Oh, man, that was a little scary.
What a fun game,
what
though.
A fun game. We're here all morning for you to react to it. It's the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, Mark Randy with you. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Brought to you as well by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. It is a Friday, which means Bonte Hill will be in studio at 9 o'clock. Joining us on the River Islands guest line, as all guests do here on 95.7 The Game. But Shasky, I'm just basking in the glow of an opening day win. Giants are off today. It's the built-in like rain day. If yesterday's game got delayed or postponed because of rain, they would have been able to play it today. But no Giants baseball today. That's okay, because what they did last night will carry me through Friday and get me ready for tomorrow.
100%. And look, they got contributions up and down the team yesterday. I thought that was a great team win. The other guy I want to credit is Bob Melvin in this one.
Tell me why.
And the reason why is like that ninth inning, you know, having your bullpen ready to go for the bottom half of the ninth, it's not an easy task. You had to have Ryan Walker up and ready to roll if you take the lead.
I wonder if they also had maybe Doval warming up to begin the inning.
They didn't show the camera. Yeah. I don't know. They didn't show the camera. But look, like once you go first and third, somebody get up. We're about to tie this game. We're going to the bottom of the ninth, because had the Giants not scored, their game's over.
You got to have somebody up to begin the inning, too.
100%.
I mean, unless you felt comfortable throwing Tyler Rogers for a second inning, which maybe you were.
Rogers is good. Him, Randy Rodriguez, and
Eric
the lefty
Miller.
Eric Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked what I saw.
Three scoreless.
Yeah.
Picked up Logan Webb, who you mentioned didn't have it, but still battled through five. I mean, that's just what he does. He battles.
No doubt. But I what I like about Logan Webb, and, you know, I got like a text message from Steiny last night. Does it matter that the Giants have the best left side of the infield defensively? It's like, it's an interesting question, right? Because it's a thing that we say. It's like a narrative, right? Like, oh, well, Goldie and Arenado might be the best corner infielders in all of baseball. Well, the Cardinals have been pretty trashy the last couple of years, having that combination. But when you have a sinker ball pitcher like Logan Webb, he's going to induce a ton of ground balls. And you saw it yesterday. They flipped a huge double play up the middle. You saw Chapman make a couple of plays. You saw Adames make a couple of plays. I saw Fitz make a play on the other side of second base.
Fitz was good at second yesterday.
He looks really good at second. I don't like him at short. I'd like him a lot at second base. And he's a bigger body guy who can stay in on that double play when a guy's coming in to try to crash him. He's got a really good plus arm, and he's a plus athlete. Adames made a really nice play on a ball on the other side of the bag. Only gaff was the ball back up the middle, hit the pitcher, hit the mound, bounced up in the air, and Ellie speed, you know, makes Willie kind of make one step towards second. Oh, I need to throw to first. Everybody's safe. So it does matter having a great defensive infield when you have a pitcher like Logan Webb who's going to get a lot of ground balls.
Yeah, and that mistake, if you want to call it that, by Adames, it was more so just the pressure put on by Ellie De La Cruz.
He's so sick.
That mistake led to the two runs for the Reds in that third inning, and so the Reds immediately take advantage. But that mistake, again, if you want to call it that, Shasky, that's the only mistake the Giants defense made in the whole game. And it's something that you and I talked about yesterday, and it's something that Dave Fleming brought up with us as well. If you just play like clean baseball, you don't boot the ball around, you just play catch, as you mentioned a number of times yesterday. Even if you get the same production from your starting pitchers, which was not good last year, you get the same production from your hitters, which was not good last year, you will win like 5, 6, 7 more ball games just on the basis of playing clean defense. And yesterday was a good example of it.
Yass saves at least one run, not two.
An incredible play.
An incredible play. And then I think it was first and third again for Logan Webb later on in the game. Ground ball right to Fitz. Fitz, boom, let me flip it to Adamas. It was beautiful. It's one of the more beautiful double plays I've seen from the Giants in a long time. They led baseball back-to-back years in errors.
Unacceptable.
It really is. And where were they the most porous? Up the middle, right? You didn't have Jung-Hoo Lee for the majority of last year. It was kind of a revolving door in center field. Shortstop has just been a bugaboo for multiple years.
Last year specifically.
And look, we love Craw. Even the year before, Craw wasn't the same. Love the guy. I'm just being real. The range wasn't the same.
Better than any of their options last year, though.
Oh, there's no doubt. But he wasn't vintage Craw. And vintage Craw is one of the best defenders in the game, even in a down year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like having Willy Adames, you could see the arm strength. You could see the range. I loved it. And to me, the leadership on the Flores home run, seeing him jump out of the dugout. We have been dying for this team to show life in the dugout. I watched the Braves. I watched the Astros. I watched all these other teams. The Dodgers have unbelievable chemistry.
Oh, they do their little dance thing. The Dodgers.
Right? But it feels like their dugout is ready to pour out onto the field and party. We have had the more stoic, you know, team for years. Like even when we had Buster and Panic, those guys are all kind of like, I call flatliner guys. You know, Yaz is a flatliner guy. He's not going to be a rah-rah guy. And that's fine. Like, not everyone needs to be Pablo. But why did they bring Pablo back even though he couldn't play anymore? It was just to have somebody.
Lit up that locker room in that dugout.
But Adames being an everyday player who's playing shortstop, bringing that same intensity, it hits more. It hits the whole team more, and you're vibing, and you could feel a connectivity that I felt like I haven't seen. Now, again, it's one game. I'm not losing my mind. I'm not jumping out of my shoes. But, like, I felt the culture change.
I mean, a handful of years ago, Brandon Belt became this crazy story because he would wear a captain's hat and put a C on his jersey.
It's a total eye roll for me.
And like that was a big deal because who else was on that roster?
Nobody.
With any kind of crazy personality like that.
No. Darren Ruff had some of the most personality on their team just a couple years ago.
Ruff is on the move.
I mean, right? But like that's where we were at. Like Ramos, I love Ramos, but he's not like a over the top energy guy. He's just a grinder. I love the way Ramos plays ball. Chapman, grinder. Yaz, kind of a grinder. Jung-Hoo Lee's got a little personality, but you know, I don't know how easy or difficult or what his communication level is on the team. The interviews I've seen with him, he's speaking in another language, right? It's hard when you speak another language to connect with other guys on the team. So I don't know. I'm not trying to say he doesn't know English behind the scenes. I'm just talking about what I've seen on some of the interviews. Having Adames be able to connect different fractions and cliques of the clubhouse is a huge deal. It's a huge deal in baseball when you're a traveling circus the way they are.
The 650 chiming in on our text line, 888-957-9570. I love how Flores hits that home run and walks the bases chewing gum like it's nothing. He's one of those low-key guys, but when you have a moment like that, that's you treat point. It like it's, whatever, this is just what I do. I mean, we forget Flores last year, I mean, terrible.
It was a loss year.
And right knee bothered him all year, eventually had surgery in August, and his season ended. Couple years before that,
he best Giant.
Clutch and in the big moments, he would come through more than anybody else. And he did it again yesterday.
That was a sad sentence, though. He was your best Giant. And I like Wilmer, right? It's like, that's like saying, like, we were just talking before, like, the Warriors' best player is Corey Maggette. Like, no, that's not good enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's no, like, you can't have that. And so, yeah, like, Wilmer Flores had a hell of a year. What was it, 2022, I think it was?
In 2023, he hit .284 with 23 bombs.
Okay, it was 2023.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but he couldn't play defense. And they had him at third. They had him at second. This was during the shift. They tried to play him at first. And he was a liability.
Yeah.
Having him as your DH and your first baseman, look, I don't love it, but yesterday he shoved it right into anyone's face who was critiquing him and was eye-rolling him being your DH on opening day.
Yeah.
And good for him, man.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.